League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined here by Professor Jonathan Cave, who's a professor of internet policy and privacy identity at the University of Warwick. How are you today, Jonathan?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, actually. Doing better than Yahoo at the moment. Massive hack there. I suppose the only surprise there is the world didn't end.
Yes, that's one of the surprises. Another one is that this hack happened 2 years ago, and we're finding out about it now.
Well, presumably, if Yahoo was not involved in an M&A deal with Verizon, then we might never have heard about it.
No, I'm not quite sure that's true. They are under legal obligation to notify everybody whose data was compromised that this might have happened. But generally, it takes quite a while to find out about this. It doesn't seem really to have damaged the deal all that much, judging from the stock valuation, though.
Does that tell us that the shock value of these hacks, even though they're getting bigger, the shock is actually becoming less with time?
Well, it does vary from firm to firm. Firms that hold themselves out as data controllers or custodians of people's data do tend to suffer. They're punished more by the equities markets following a breach, whereas firms whose control of data is sort of incidental to their main line of business don't suffer all that much.
Getting back to the number problem, is there anything that a company can do to make itself, let's say, 99.9% free of a hack risk?
Yes, but it doesn't last. It's a Festina Lenti thing, because whatever vulnerabilities you find and fix will be transcended by other vulnerabilities, and a lot of them come not from the organization itself, but from the people working within it or the way it interacts with other organizations. I think we've seen these hacks move around from one organization to another. All the major ISPs and data controllers exchange information on new threats as they evolve, but they are coming up all the time. I think the main lesson is to remind their users not to put up data in the cloud and on servers that they don't need to have up there, and to take it down, change their passwords, and do the other sensible things.
So we're almost back to the old days of the telephone, where if you want to say something private or confidential, you don't say it by phone.
Yes, or if you do say it, I mean, there are technical fixes. There are email applications, for example, which can be read only once and then delete themselves after you read them. There are various forms of encryption. In this particular hack, for example, there was a difference between the encrypted and the plain text information that was taken by the hackers.
One thing I read, which was, I think, regarding the Yahoo hack, was that it seemed to be a state-sponsored one, because there wasn't any ransom demand or any similar financial aspect to the aftermath of the hack.
I think one has to be a bit careful about that. There were footprints, if you like, or fingerprints that identified a group of hackers who have done state-sponsored hacking in the past. On the other hand, I understand that some of the information that was taken has shown up on the dark web and other places where people try to turn it into money. So ransomware and trying to get people to pay you not to reveal their data is only one of several ways of turning it into money. So I think the hackers were people who work for states, but I don't necessarily know that in this case that's what they were doing. Unless they were trying to embarrass a major Western ISP and thereby weaken trust in larger systems.
So what's the future of this whole area? I mean, you're an expert in this field. Are we going to what I insinuated at the beginning, that this becomes just everyday run-of-the-mill, and people accept that they're going to be hacked on a frequent, more frequent basis? How is this going to be in, let's say, 5 or 10 years' time?
Well, I think technology and also human culture will play large roles in this. 200 years ago, we had no real concept of privacy. Now we have a concept that's enshrined in law, but it's mainly about data privacy. We call them personal data, but in most cases, they were given to us by governments and large corporations. I think that as people hold more and more data, and collect more and more data and hold it in larger and larger data centers, they will attract more and more risk. So I think that part of it will be, and when the Internet of Things kicks in and the amounts of data go through the roof, that will obviously get more and more prevalent. On the other hand, sifting out things that are valuable from such a vast amount of data is not an easy job. So I think the arms race will continue. But I don't think it's going to result in Armageddon. But as I say, the main change is a cultural and regulatory change that puts some responsibility on internet users to control the amount of information they spread around and to use the powers they have to take it down when it's no longer needed.
Professor Jonathan Cave, Professor of Internet Policy and Privacy Identity at University of Warwick, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.